The communion rite comes to its high point when finally we come to eat and drink, to share the feast that God provides, where we sit down or come forward, in fact, to eat the bread, which is his body, and drink the wine, which is his blood. And we come forward to share the feast as a way of saying we are one with God and we are one with each other. As we receive the host, the priest or whoever, the minister says, the body of Christ. Now, they are simple words, but they have a number of meanings. One is that this is not just a piece of bread, it is in fact the body of the crucified and risen Christ present among us in a most mysterious and powerful way. When I say Amen, I'm saying, yes, I believe that this is the body of the crucified and risen Christ. But I'm also saying that I believe that I am part of the body of Christ and that we share the feast as a single body. So it's not just an act of faith in what the bread is or has become. It's also an act of faith in what this community is, again, because of the power of the Spirit, the way God has taken this community of ordinary human beings and made us something more, and the something more is the body of Christ. Often, not always, but often as we come forward for communion, we sing a song. And the whole point of singing at that point is not just to create an air of festivity, it can do that, but also to make of our many voices a single voice, again, symbolizing the communion that the feast represents, communion with God and communion with each other. And this is a foretaste of the world to come, where God will be all in all, so that even this moment of our communion looks forward to the time when we will all sit down at the heavenly banquet of the Lamb. After communion, there is often, though not always, there is a time of silence, sometimes called a sacred silence, where we allow the gift, as it were, to resonate within us and give ourselves a moment in which we can simply recognize the truth of what has happened, when we can recognize more of the gift that we have received, not on our own, but as part of a community gathered by the power of God and made more than we are, left to our own devices. So a time of silence, which again issues into prayer. Out of our silence, there comes the post-communion prayer that the priest prays, which gathers up the prayer of all the people in that assembly, in that gathering, and simply asks God that this gift which we have received and this feast which we have shared really will be a power in our life, individually and in the church as a whole, so that it will bear the fruit that we want it to bear both in this life and in eternity. And at that point, when we say Amen to the prayer of the priest after communion, the communion rite itself is complete. So we have had the liturgy of the Word, the liturgy of the Eucharist, and then the rite of communion. And there you have the three essential pillars upon which the mystery and celebration of the Mass stands.